Remember that big steel pipe, 8 inches wide, part of an old well? The Washington Department of Transportation never actually accused that pipe of blocking Bertha, the machine boring out the future Route 99 tunnel, but it was definitely a prime suspect.
All along, there has not been an obstruction in front of the machine.
That's WashDOT Project Administrator Todd Trepanier. He says investigators are now pointing the finger at two other problems. Number one, channels in Bertha's cutting face were clogged with mud. It's not clear why. Number two, the bearing, the axle that lets the cutter head spin, was overheating. Workers discovered a seal that kept those parts enclosed had broken. Lubricants leaked out, friction increased, and temperatures spiked. Trepanier says the contractor has now cleaned the cutter head, but fixing the seal will take longer.
They will come up with how to repair or replace that seal system. They cannot give me specific facts on how long it will take them to determine exactly what they're going to do.
Crews may be able to fix it in place, or it may be better to actually dig a shaft 60 feet down from the surface and do the repairs. Bertha has been mostly idle for 2 months. Still no word on how the delays will affect the project's overall schedule or cost. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.